Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again just to lift up the name of Jesus, reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're just trying to tell somebody the good news, trying to tell them, hey, that Jesus loves them. And they need to, if they don't know him as their personal Savior, they need to call up on him and get to know him. If you want to be a part of this service, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Just call in. We'll make you part of the service. Put you right in here on the line with us, and you can minister to the whole world. And we'll just be glad to have you to call in and be a part of this. So we've got some prayer requests. I'm going to let Betty tell you who they are and where they're at. So just go ahead and pray for them here whenever we pray here for them a minute.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on Vlog Talk Radio tonight. And just remember me in your prayers. I'm not feeling real good today, or I wasn't feeling good yesterday either, so just remember me. I'd like everyone to remember Bob and Clara Hicks. They're 94-year-old pastors that need a healing and strength in their body. Remember Miracle Valley, that the work will be done there that needs to be done. Kay Hurd has leukemia. Ronnie Cashbellum broke his leg. And let's remember all the listeners out there that God will supply their needs, and if they're not saved, God will save them.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Prayer request and everything. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for them and pray for their needs and pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, you see all these prayer requests, God, that was given. Lord, we bring them to you right now. We place them, Lord, at the foot of the cross, God, just asking you, Lord Jesus, that you will answer them, God, and deal with them in your own way, Lord. You know how they need to be dealt with. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and honor. And Father, we just ask you, God, touch Brother Ronnie Cage, God, that you will just heal him, Lord, that you will raise him up. And Father, Lord, that you will touch Sister Kay Hurd, God, and that you will touch her, God, and heal her body. And Father, all the others, God, that's out there in the radio land, Father, you know who they are and where they're at, God, that needs a touch from you. Lord, we're asking you, God, that you will touch them. And Lord, most of all, God, that you will save that soul that is so near to hell, Father, one that's dying without any hope. Lord, we pray, Father, special for them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759. We got another announcement here to make. Praise the Lord.
We'd like to invite everyone to come out to Loudoun High School Auditorium at 1039 Mulberry Street, Highway 11, Loudoun, Tennessee, 37774. Come on out and be a part of this. Sister Bobby Johnson, the evangelist, and her crusade team will be there ministering. So come on out and be blessed.
When's that going to be?
Oh, I'm sorry. Saturday, April the 13th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April the 14th at 2 p.m.
Praise the Lord. That's going to be here next day or so. That's going to be on 2013. So just remember that and come and be a part of that service and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth with them. And I'm sure God will bless you for it. So call in on 310-742-1759. So I'm going to go ahead and let the girls go ahead and obey the Lord here and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So I'm going to ask Stephanie to sing her song here that she sings. Go ahead, Stephanie.
What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We do serve a mighty God. So I'm going to ask Betty to come and make her Bible scripture there. Praise the Lord.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want to encourage you out there to call in and be a part of this. We've got an hour and 52 minutes of it left, so we're just going to go ahead and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth and just obey God. So I want to ask Brother Timothy Dockery to come and sing and obey the Lord. So just worship with him. But if you want to call in on 310-742-1759, go ahead and call in and be a part of the service. Go ahead and sing, brother.
I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined come what may. I've got to help someone who hasn't heard. Got to do my part to spread the word. Got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with his spirit and keeps on blessing me. Whoa, look at what the Lord has done. Turn my life around. With this much joy inside of me, how can I just sit down? I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined come what may. I'm going to tell someone who hasn't heard. Got to do my part to spread the word. Got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Has anybody in this place been walked by the blood? Oh, if he's done a work in you, don't sit there on the shelf. You got to tell somebody. You can't keep to yourself. I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may. I'm going to tell someone who hasn't heard. Got to do my part to spread the word. Got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. You got to put feet to your face, your hand to the plow. You've got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get about God.
the Lord. Praise God. I want you to call in, be a part of this service. Call in on 310-742-1759. And if you got your Bibles, want to turn with me, I'm going to go ahead with the scriptures here. We're going to start out with Mark 13 and verse 10. Our subject tonight is on going into all the world and preaching the gospel. And right here in Mark 13 and verse 10, it says, "And the gospel must first be published among all nations." You know, praise God, all nations. That means the whole entire world. So right here in Luke 14 and 23, it says, "And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and byways," hedges, "and compel them to come in that my house may be filled." You know, praise God. Now, that's what we're trying to do tonight, is to go into all the world, into the highways and the hedges, and propel people to come into the house of God, to tell them, you know, that there is a Savior that loved them enough that he gave his life for them on the cross, that they could have this life and have it more abundant. Look into Matthew 28 and 19. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." He said, going into all the world and tell them of the good news, you know. Go into all the world and to teach them, to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You know, that's what we need to be doing today, is telling the world about Jesus, telling him what they said. You know, I tell you what, God's word is forever settled in heaven, and it'll never be changed. It won't be changed for Lloyd Yearwood or nobody else. What it said, and what he said, he meant it. And let's look into Mark, in Mark there, the 16th chapter and verse 15, it says, "And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I tell you what, that's what he's telling us tonight. That's what we're trying our best to do, is to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. That's what this program's about, reaching the world for Christ. And we look here in verse 16, and it said, "And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." My friend, I tell you what, the people that's damned, they're lost, they're on their way to a devil's hell without any hopes. But praise God, there is hopes tonight. There is hopes in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look into verse 16 there, and he said this, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." In 17 there it said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." And you know, I was thinking about this when it's talking about new tongues. I praise God, the old tongues, when a man is born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, his tongue's going to change. His talk is going to change. Praise God, he's going to have a new tongue. And praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that we can look at someone that has made it right with God. They have a new tongue. They have a new talk. If they don't, then there's something wrong. They need to get back in the altar and stay there until they can rise up with a new tongue and a new talk. Hallelujah. There in verse 18, it says, they shall speak with, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know that they can recover. There's a way, praise God, tonight that people can recover. If the believers lay hands on them and speak the word of faith over them, and praise God, and this gospel must be preached into all the world, and then the end will come. I'm glad tonight, as I read there a while ago, laying the foundation of it. It said there in Mark 13 and verse 10, it said, and he, and the gospel must first be preached, published. I see, the devil's trying to twist me up. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to publish this gospel in all nations. And that's what we're telling the world tonight. Except you be born again, you can no wise enter into the kingdom of God. Praise God, hallelujah. I see, hallelujah. There, let's look here into Matthew 24 and verse 14. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight being a part of it, reaching this whole world for this gospel. When this last gospel, somebody's going to preach the last word one of these days, and it's going to cover this whole world. And when this gospel is reached over the whole world, he said he's going to come back. Praise God, it'll be worth it all to know that you're a part of this gospel. Just reaching out and telling somebody, my friend, that there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm glad tonight to be a part of the believers. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say that we've got a call in, 770. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Good Lord, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Amen. Go ahead there, brother, and obey the Lord.
Well, I just got to part of the last, I know you brought scriptures out of Matthew chapter 13, and when I came on, I heard you talking out of Mark chapter 16 and some of the other chapters. But God was giving me out of Matthew chapter 28, and starting with verse 16, my message tonight is appointed unto his power. We've been talking about, just like you said, the gospel. But Matthew 28, starting with verse 16, this was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. There was a predestination where they would come together, amen, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That word appointed means that they had already been, set up for a place for them to meet with Jesus. Jesus came there in verse 18 and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. That's exclusive power. In other words, what he was given was all privileges. Everything, nothing was withheld from him in heaven or on earth. This power has been given to him as the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said, go ye therefore. You know, tonight we're reaching out all over the world by this same
Amen.
Power that he's speaking about. This is the empowerment, this privilege, amen. It's a privilege tonight that we are able to come to you via all these accesses, all these methods, amen, that you're able to hear this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as you're able to hear it. He said, go ye therefore and teaching all nations. Amen. Everyone is to be taught this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only to be taught this gospel of Jesus Christ, but says baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He has told them that they are to be baptized in the character and the authority of the Father, in the authority of the Son, in the authority of His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Hallelujah.
You know, this gospel is a teacher. Amen. It's a divine teacher. The Holy Ghost is a teacher tonight. This gospel will teach you. Amen. This gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, was called Rabbi or Rabboni. That means He's a master teacher. Bible said in the church, He gives first apostles, secondarily prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, amen. And so it's a fivefold ministry coming together. All every one of them preaching and teaching the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are our avenues to get this gospel. As you've already brought out, Brother Lloyd, that this gospel is going to be published in all nations. It's going through, amen, and then the end will come. For the Bible says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. We find in Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 13, the Bible says this, hallelujah. The Bible declares, amen, as we're talking about the power, amen, the power, amen. And we need to know tonight that Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 13, Paul speaking to the church of Rome, he said, now, I would not have you ignorant, brother, that oftentimes I purpose. He had a purpose to come, amen, unto those that were the Romans, amen. Those that not only the Romans, but the Jews, he said, I purpose to come unto you, but was let hitherto. In other words, he was taken another way, that I might also have fruit, some fruit among you also, even as among the Gentiles. In other words, he was talking about he had fruit among the Jews and the Gentiles. It was an empowerment unto the apostles.
Praise the Lord. We're back on again. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just got shut off there for some way or another. But anyway, Brother John, you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I got shut off. I got too many incoming calls.
Okay. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. I was in Romans chapter 1, talking about being debtor to all those debtors of the gospel. And verse 15, now we're in verse 16. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ, for it is the power of God. Unto salvation. You have to understand, remember what I was speaking about tonight, the appointed under His power. Amen. Amen. Appointed under the power. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of the one true God, bringing us unto salvation. Everyone
Amen.
Who will hear, this is the power of this gospel. Everyone who will receive this gospel in these latter days, amen, shall receive salvation, shall be rescued. Shall be saved to everyone that believeth. I know you are
proud
of the Bible said to these signs of one shall believe and believe. This salvation is also something that will be received by believers to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. We find, amen. Hallelujah. Also, amen. Hallelujah. Going to Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, or chapter 1, verse 1. Said, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all those that Jesus began both to do and teach. Jesus, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He began to teach. Amen. He began to go forth. He says, until the day which He was taken up. After that, too, the Holy Ghost has given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ has given His apostles commandments unto those He has chosen. The Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. This was the elect to go forth and as He had commanded, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, having seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. When He arose from the grave, He spoke about the kingdom of God and the things pertaining. He walked around on this earth for 40 days, appearing unto them by many infallible proofs, proving Himself and being assembled together with them. You need to know tonight, as we are speaking this gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ is assembled with us. He's in our midst. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there
Amen.
We have the promise that the Lord Jesus Christ is in our midst. The Bible says in his presence is the fullness of joy, and the right hand of our treasures evermore. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, and being commanded together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. He talked about the promise of the Father. What was that promise? Oh, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would receive the Holy Ghost. Tonight you have the opportunity, amen, to receive a promise from the Father. And that's the promise of his Spirit coming down, indwelling and pouring out in you and living in you tonight, church. For John truly baptized with water, Acts chapter 1, verse 5. But ye shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. The promise
amen.
Of the Father, amen. He told him to wait in Jerusalem until the promise of the Father came upon high. And he said, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? When you come, amen. And when all this happened, is this the restoration to the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times, or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. This again, amen, hallelujah. This is the
amen.
This is the privilege. This time of the end is only unto the Father's knowledge, only reserved unto the Father. No man knows the hour nor the time. In fact, the word says that amen, that a wicked servant says the Lord delays his coming. You need to know tonight that, amen, that Lord, that servant will come at an hour when you think not, when the very time that you think the Lord Jesus Christ is not coming even unto you personally, he's going to come. Are you going to be ready? Have you received the gospel? Have you received the salvation? And the Bible says, but ye shall receive power. That's dunamis. Amen. That's a miraculous power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it will make you a witness. It will make you a material witness. There will be something in you that you'll be able to speak of this gospel, this good news of Jesus Christ, because you're appointed unto the power of this gospel. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm talking about a gospel. I'm talking about good news tonight that will empower you. That no matter where you're at, you'll be able to speak this gospel. For by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will empower you to be his witness. The Bible says in Luke chapter 24, hallelujah, let's turn over to Luke, amen, chapter 24, hallelujah, we find, amen, there in Luke chapter 24, I can get over there with the rest of you, amen, the Bible says, hallelujah, the Bible says, there starting in verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Everything must be fulfilled. It's a time of fulfilling. It's a time of fulfilling. Amen. Some of you are getting ready to fulfill your course. That's what he said to John. Paul had to fulfill his course. Some of you are getting ready to fulfill your course. Have you fulfilled what you have been commanded to do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. He said, all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. There is open he that understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, this is the other thing, the power. Thus it is written, that thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Jesus Christ had to go through all these things. He had to suffer on the cross. He had to die. Amen. And on the third day, he rose up. Why? He said, and that repentance. In other words, turning back to the Father and remissions of sin. You're appointed under power. This gospel of Jesus Christ, this gospel I'm speaking about, will cause you to turn back to the Father. That's what John's job was. In fact, the Bible says in Malachi, in the spirit of Elijah, which was John in the New Testament, He said, the hearts of the fathers shall turn back to the children, and the children, the hearts of the children shall turn back to the fathers. In other words, this gospel is to bring back loved ones back in the reconciliation who have been separated, amen, who have been tormented. But tonight, this gospel of Jesus Christ will bring back a repentant, coming back to the Father, coming back to the Father's house, and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. He had a beginning and an ending, amen. This message come, amen, from Israel. This message come from Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm
amen.
A life-living witness and experience that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, has done, amen, unto us. And the Bible says in Isaiah 52:10, hallelujah, the Lord has made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. That Lord, that arm of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord God Father, is the Lord Jesus Christ. With His own arm He brought salvation, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The salvation of the Lord Jesus, of God the Father, is the Lord Jesus Christ the Son. Just a few more scriptures, Matthew 26, and I'm going from our close. The Bible says in Matthew 26, beginning with verse 6, I believe it is. Here was a woman, a man that brought her ointment and her alabaster box. She had come and put this message, this memorial is going to be given into all the world. Amen. Wherever this gospel is preached, it's going to have power. Talking about a woman whose life, the Bible says, now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto Him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment, and poured it on His head as He sat at meat. But when His disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What purpose is this waste? Hallelujah, that you poured it out upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you something tonight. Whatever you pour out on the body of Christ, whatever you pour out in this gospel will not be a waste. Whatever you pour out, more will be put into your life. Whatever you give into this gospel will give more than you can ever even imagine. And the Bible says the ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, He said unto them, why cover ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. He was getting ready to go away. You don't always have Jesus. You didn't always have Jesus. He was getting ready to go away. Amen, amen. And going away to prepare a place even for those who were in indignation, even for those who thought 300 pence was wiped away the poor. But you need to know, amen, that was poured out on Jesus Christ under His burial. Amen. It was a type and shadow. Amen. Of a dowry. Hallelujah. This is the very precious thing she had. For she had also put this ointment on my body and did it for my burial. Amen. Hallelujah. She was anointing Him. Amen. For His death. Amen. She was getting Him ready. And the anointing of the priesthood. He said, bread I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also be this, that this woman had done, be told for a memorial unto her.
Amen.
Now you've heard that. Now that memorial. You've heard of remissions of sins. You've heard of repentance. You've heard of salvation. You've heard of baptism in, hallelujah, in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and baptism in Jesus' name. That's a type and shadow of burial overwhelming you. You've heard of all these things. You've heard of the moral woman, where the woman poured out everything that she had, amen, for her burial, and what God would get back to her, which just restoring her life, restoring. That's what God wants to do. That's what this gospel will do. This gospel is going into all the world, amen. It's going into all the world. You're receiving it right now, amen. And it's time. There's going to be a day and an hour. Only the Father knows, just like I already said. But do you know what? This is getting ready time right now. Right now is getting ready time for His return. Right now is getting ready time. You don't have to. You can't put it off, church. You can't put it off. Everyone that's going to need to sound my voice, they're not put this gospel aside. Not let it be letter two, because we are debtors. We owe, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ our love, amen, because He first loved us. Will you receive this gospel? Will you turn back? If you haven't turned back, if you are a believer tonight, Brother Roy's already told you, these signs and wonders shall follow you that believe. Amen. The Bible said that He resurrected. Some wished in Him, but some doubted. Are you a doubter tonight? You know what? You like Thomas? He hadn't seen him. He said, except I see his hands and see the nails in his hands and the prints in his hands and his feet. He said, I will not believe. And see his side, and touch my hand in his side. He said, Thomas, behold my hands and believe. He's engraving you tonight, church, in the palms of his hands. Your walls are continually before him. This is the gospel. It's going to be preached even unto the end of the world. You're receiving it right now. This is your time. This is your opportunity because your salvation is nearer you to believe. You might not get a chance or opportunity to hear another message. You might not get another chance to hear this gospel one more time. You need to come now if you haven't heard it come. And if you are coming now, you need to worship. You need to praise. You need to celebrate. Amen. You need to approach those others. You need to go out and be baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be teaching them to observe all commandments what I've given you, because
Amen.
He's given you all power. You've been appointed unto his power, and this power is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother John, I tell you what, I really appreciate that. I'm still continuing here, and I'm going to go into Mark 13 and verse 9 and go again. You know, this right here, it says, but take heed to yourselves, for this shall, for they shall deliver you up to council, and in the synagogue ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against thee. You know, that's what's going on in a lot of the countries today. Anybody that is really and truly serving the Lord in a lot of these places, they're being brought up today before the kings and before the rulers and all of that, and they've been beaten for the gospel. But you know, I tell you what, America has got it blessed. There's not too many of us today have suffered that. But I'm going to tell you something. That day is coming if this world stands long enough, and people better get their minds made up. That they're going to be able to stand through it. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to take the preaching of God's word and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that stood fast in these old bodies, in these old temples, and that we'll be able to stand. You know, he said to put on the whole armory that would be able to stand against the walls of Satan. And, you know, whenever the devil rises up against us, it's going to take something, my friend, for us to stand. And I'm going to tell you something. It's going to take the presence of God. And let's look on down into the 10th verse. Let's see, the 11th verse. 10th. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. And you know, as I was saying a while ago, this was the land of the foundation of our message tonight. This gospel must be published to all nations. And that's what we're trying to do, is to publish this word of God into every tongue and every language on the face of this earth, that God will speak to them. And I'm going to tell you, I know that God will use people that speaks other languages into the messages for them to hear, because I know by experience I'm just a plain English-speaking man. But praise God, one day, a few years ago, I was down in Dalton, Georgia, in a Hispanic church, and I preached down there. I preached in English, just like I'm preaching right now. And after the service was over with, the pastor and another brother come up to me, and they said, Brother, we heard you preaching in Spanish. I said, just as clear as you could ever preach. I said, just like you was born and raised in our own country. I said, brothers, it couldn't been me. I said, it had to be God. I said, because I even flunk English. But praise God, I know that the Holy Ghost will let our language, let our tongues speak the words of God, because he said that his word would not return a void, but it comes what is sent forth for it to do. And I believe that God is sending his word across this land today, right here in April 2013, on this day, I believe the 9th, I believe God is reaching out to the people around this world, telling them the message that's going to be preached into all the world before he comes back. And I tell you, this word is going out, not just because of Brother Lloyd Yearwood, and not just because of Brother John Samples down in Thomaston, Georgia, but there's other preachers out there that's preaching this word that is covering the whole world. And I tell you, it's a blanket in the world. This gospel must be preached first to this whole world. Then he's going to come back. I believe God has got his son up there right now, 1 foot off the throne and ready to come back to this earth to get his own and to take them out, to call them up. And whenever he says, come up hither, we're going to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. We'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And praise God. Then them, hallelujah. Them that is dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, to called up forever, to be with him. We'll meet him in the air, hallelujah. And there'll be a glorious time there then. I tell you, it's time that people really realize what's going on. In verse 11, in Mark 13 and verse 11, it says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speaketh, but the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That lets us know right there, if we're delivered up, don't even worry about what we're going to say. But in that same hour, the Holy Ghost will tell us what to say, and it will bring us out of it. He will take care of us. And look into verse 13 there. It said, and ye shall, let's see, verse 12. Getting ahead of myself. Now the brethren shall betray the brethren to death, and the fathers, the sons, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Hallelujah. You know, that's going on today. Hallelujah. Yeah. Children are killing their parents, and parents are killing their children. I tell you, as Brother John was mentioned there a while ago, about over there, I believe in Malachi, it talks about that God would, before his great and noble day, he's going to send two men back here to turn their fathers and their children hearts back to each other. And I tell you what, I believe that it is already happening. I believe that people needs to receive what thus saith God. Hear what the Spirit say to the church this day. Hallelujah. In verse 13, It says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Hallelujah. I tell you, we got some enduring to do, my friend. We got to endure this salvation that God has given us. We got to look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to make heaven our home. If we don't, we got a lake of fire of where we're going to. My friend, I don't want to go to that lake of fire. I want to go and I want to sit in the throne with God. He said, "Them that He got, them that would overcome this world, He would get to sit with Him in the throne." Hallelujah! I tell you, that's what I'm looking forward for. And I said this a while ago. We'll read it again. Hallelujah! God's word is worth reading 2 or 3 times. I believe Luke 14:23, and the Lord saith unto the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house might be filled." May be filled. Hallelujah. You know, that's what we're trying to do today, my friend, is to go out into the highways and the hedges and propel the people to come in, that God's house, there's plenty of room in every house that I ever go to be filled. There's plenty of room, my friend, for them to sit there. But, you know, you can find a seat in any church that you want to go into, but you better make sure that church that you get into is telling you the truth and is giving you the true gospel, that you will, my friend, be able to make heaven your home. I tell you, I want to look here again in Romans 15 and verse 20. "Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation." You know, praise God. We just need to build up on the foundation of Christ and not on another man's. You know, praise God, I tell you what, there's too many today as false builders out there, and there's too many of them trying to find a cheaper way to go. But my friend, I'm going to tell you, if we go by the Word of God, I was listening there this evening to Brother Jack Cove, a man that has lived his lifetime here and done gone on to be with the Lord. He was a minister, and he was saying not to follow man, but to take the Word. And that's what I say, my friend. I'm going to take the Word. Hallelujah. I praise God. I feel good this evening in my spirit. I feel good in the Holy Ghost because I've been telling Sister Betty just before we went on the air, I've spent the whole evening in services. I praise God for it. I had a service with Brother A.A. Allen, and I had a service with Sister Catherine Kuhlman, and then I've had a couple of services with Brother Jack Cove, and all of them faith preachers, all of them anointed of the Holy Ghost, and that's what we need to know tonight. Praise God, the Holy Ghost will anoint us. It will set us on fire. It will make us, hallelujah, to have faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that we can have the faith of God just striving with us. and we can take His word, and live on His word, and declare His word. We can face every devil in hell because God has done sent His Son there. He's done went there. He done defeated the devil and took the keys over death, hell, and the grave. And I'm glad, as Brother Jack Cole was saying there this evening, about the three Hebrew children, when they were cast into the fire, my friend, they were cast in, and they told King, give orders to crank it up one more time, seven times, hotter than it ever was. But you know what? When they were thrown in there, they met the fourth man, and his name was Jesus. He was a walk in the midst of fire. He took all the heat out for them, and the only thing that would burn off from them was their bounds, their ties that they had on them. They wasn't a hair fringed. They wasn't a clothes fringed. There wasn't no smoke on them. Praise God, because whenever the old king went back, he went and looked, and he said, hey, didn't we only throw three men in? And they said, old king, we only throw three in. But he said, I see the fourth man walking in there looking like the Son of God. My friend tonight, there's a fourth man walking in the midst of your trial. And he's right there with you. He's going to take care of you, hallelujah, if you will only let him. If you will only say, yes, Lord, you've got full control of my life, and you take control of it. He will take care of us, hallelujah. But it's going to take us surrounding ourselves and giving ourselves teetotally over to the Lord, and not even worry about the devil whenever he comes at us, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I tell you what, the devil, he tries every way in the world to discourage you. He tries every way in the world to beat you down. But praise God, Jesus come, and he sent the Holy Ghost in his name to comfort us, to lead us and to guide us, and to take care of us. I'm so thankful, hallelujah. It don't matter what the world looks like, but God, he is taking care of us. Hallelujah. I praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look here into another passage of Scripture. In John 14:6, it said, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that does come from words tonight to know that Jesus, hallelujah, is there with us. Hallelujah. He's going to make the way for us. I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight to know that Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Tonight, my friend, if you'll call upon him, and you go to the Father, but you're going to have to call upon Jesus, because he is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. He's the only one, hallelujah, that's going to deliver you tonight from all your problems, from all your headaches, from everything that comes your way. Jesus will take care of you. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, to know that Jesus loved us enough that he come on the scene for us, just like he did the three Hebrew children. I'll praise God. God is God. He's still doing the work that he said he would do. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight to know that Jesus loved us enough that he gave his only begotten, he gave his only life, my friend, that we could have this life and have it more abundant. Hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight. I'll praise God for what God is doing and for what he's going to do. I'm thankful tonight to know, hallelujah. Let's look a little bit further in his word in 2 Chronicles, 2 Corinthians 11 and 3 and 4. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his stupidity, so your mind shall be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth any another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with them. You know, hallelujah. You know, I tell you what, God is telling us that we need to receive the right gospel and to stay with the right gospel and take the word of God, my friend, and live according to the word of God. Hallelujah. I want us to look down here into 1 Corinthians 1 and 23, or 1 and 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world may by the world by wisdom know not God. It pleased God by the preaching, foolish of preaching, to save them that believe. You know, praise God. This preaching here is foolish to the world, but praise God, I'm going to tell you, it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God that we, which we preach, my friend, is what is going to take us through. The power and the presence of the Almighty will get us through to the kingdom of God. I want to praise God. We got a friend to come in here. I want to let him testify and obey the Lord some, and we'll get back here in a minute with more preaching. So I want to let brother Chris come on and obey the Lord.
Praise God, Pastor Lloyd.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We have a crusade April 13th and 14th from 7 Saturday and 2 Sunday. And everybody's welcome. It's not anything to do with no paying entry fee or nothing. It's all about serving God, getting a message from God, and just enjoying God, learning and healing and preaching of God. And everybody's welcome.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Chris. He come in here in their home, so just want to give him an opportunity to obey the Lord. So, Brother Tim, go ahead and sing another song there, and then we'll get Brother John back in there again.
Someone who needs it, the story of
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Timothy, singing. Brother John?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have it back there and just go ahead and obey the Lord. If you got any singers down there, why, go ahead and use them. Just go ahead and obey God.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Brother Lloyd. Opportunity once again. God was giving me while you were speaking out of Matthew chapter 24, starting with verse 1, talking about Jesus is in the temple, and this was the temple of Herod at the time. The Bible says, and Jesus went out, departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. They had come, they were prideful. They were proud of their buildings. They were proud of their temple. But Jesus declared that there be a time and an hour, amen, that man's work shall be thrown down, church. You need to know tonight, amen, that only the work of the Lord will stand. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ will stand, amen. The Lord was talking about building on the foundation, amen, and that foundation can only be built on the chief cornerstone, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. They come, they wanted to show him the temple, but he declared to them, you need to know that these same buildings that you look to, this same building, even though they're beautiful, even though man has done everything they could, there'll be a time and an hour, amen, that every one of these stones, amen, will not be left one upon another. It will be completely destroyed. You need to know that hour, amen, that the temple will be destroyed. He said in verse 3, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? When shall these things be when there will not be a stone one upon another? When shall these things be when the temple shall be destroyed? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Amen. We need to know tonight, amen, those of you that are looking for signs, the Word of God tells us that a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. But the Bible says that there be no sign given but that of the son Jonas. Amen. Son of man. As Jonas was in the heart of the whale for 3 days and three nights, the Lord Jesus Christ was in the heart of the earth for these 3 days. You have to understand, he is the sign that came from heaven. There'll not be another. Amen? Amen? He is the sign. Jesus Christ, we've already been given the sign. Amen? We've already been given that which is come. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He wanted them to be aware. He says, look, you need to know, this is a prophetic word to every one of you under the sound of my voice. Take heed that no man deceives you tonight, church. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. This is a prophetic word Jesus began to say. So you need to know that many shall come and speaking in my authority, but they're not of me. The Bible says, he said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Amen. We need to not only be a hearer tonight, but we need to be a doer of the word. Bible says, amen, we know of the time in Matthew 25 where it talks about the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. Amen. Every one of them was given lamps. This is represented, the Bible says, in Proverbs, amen, and Psalms, that the commandment of the Father was the lamp. But the law of the mother was the light. Five of them had that order. Five of them had that light enough to receive when Jesus would come. at the hour that he would come. But you need to know five of them ran out of oil. They still had the lamp. They still had the commandments. But it wasn't. They had no life within themselves. Amen. Many of you, maybe you don't know the sound of my voice tonight. We've all been given lamps. But do you have the light tonight? Do you have the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Many people, amen, trust in that lamp. But tonight, church, without the light, without the oil, there's nothing to it. It's useless. It's worthless. Take heed tonight, church, that no man deceive you. Many will come in the name of Jesus, saying they are the Christ, they are the anointed one, they are the Messiah, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Ye know, and the Bible says the second seal that shall be released, the second horseman, horse is that red, the horse, the red horse, the horse of war. War has been released. Amen. And the Bible says there shall be wars and rumors of wars. You'll hear of wars. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in James, from whence cometh wars and fightings, even from our own lust, church. You need to know that the very foundation of every war, every fighting, is because we desire something we don't need to be desiring tonight. Amen. There are many people hungry for any other thing but the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. There's a promise tonight, amen. If you hunger for this gospel, you shall be filled. If you thirst for the water of this gospel, you shall, amen. Your thirst shall be quenched. And the Bible said, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We see, amen, there'll be wars. We see that there'll be deceptions. We see that many will come and deceive many. Amen. We know that Satan himself is the deceiver of the nations. Amen. He is a great deceiver. Amen. In fact, the Bible said there'll be many. He said, deceive, be careful that you don't even deceive yourself. There are those out there tonight underneath the sound of my voice. You've deceived yourself. You deceived yourself.
Amen.
It was the way that seemed right to you, but the end thereof was the ways of death. You seem like you were going the right way, but it's not the right way. As Brother Lloyd already brought out, there's only one way tonight, though. Brothers and sisters, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Just like Brother Lloyd said, the gospel of Jesus Christ, he said, I spoke once, yea, twice, and yet man has not perceived it. The Bible says that every word of God is established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. That's why we should continue, amen, to continue to give this gospel. We might say the same scripture, but it's just establishing the word in you, the word of this gospel, to bring,
amen,
to bring you to repentance, to bring you, amen, to your remission. You know, tonight there, if there's sin in your life, it needs to be brought to remission, just like cancer, amen, needs to be brought to remission. It needs to be dying and be brought to life, amen. Tonight, amen, this gospel will bring your sins into remission, amen. He said, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, at a time when Jacob and Esau was in the womb of their mother. Amen. They were struggling, and as they began to come out, amen, God spoke to the mother and said, there are two nations in you. What he meant was there's two people. Every individual is a nation within himself. He ordained Jeremiah a prophet to the nations. In other words, a prophet to the people. Amen. People were rising up against people. Brother Lloyd already brought that out, how brother would come against brother, and children would come against parents, and parents would come against their children. The truth divides tonight, church. The truth brings division. He said, I've come to bring division. He said, I've come to build a fire. But what if it be already kindled? God's truth has already kindled a fire within you that have received the truth. You need to know that you're a burning bush on fire but not being consumed. Those of you that have received this gospel, amen, you're already on fire. Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shed in my bones. He was going to not speak it. He was going to just say it. But you know what? That fire came out. Tonight, church, you cannot. The fire of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. When that fire gets down inside of you, amen, you'll not stop. You'll not be able to stay, but you'll have to speak it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. That means that the all these things. There'll be famines and pestilences, amen, and earthquakes in many different places. Hallelujah. But, oh, these are just the beginning of sorrow. I mean, this is just the beginning of, amen, of sorrow. The Bible says he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. Amen. When you see these things, when you see these wars and rumors of war, when you see nation rise against nation, when you see pestilences and famines and earthquakes, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. After these things come up, here's what's the next step. Believers being afflicted. Believers being persecuted. But the Lord's already brought this out. Believers being incarcerated. Believers being taken in captivity. Believers losing their head over this gospel of Jesus Christ. Martyrs that are dying for the sake of this gospel. Amen. And we take it, many of us take it flippantly. Many of us, in the safety of our home, we are able to receive this gospel. But I know that there are many of you listening tonight that are hazarding your lives just to hear this gospel that's going forth tonight. I know that many of you, amen, I thank God, amen, that some of you are listening on this in the World Wide Web. I thought about the scripture that says in Proverbs that the spider takes hold with his hand on king's palaces. I thank God that the spiritual spider and the hands and the gift of the father of the spider as we weave this web that has brought us together, amen, that we can hear this gospel no matter where you're at, amen, hallelujah, that you can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. And he said, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. For the name of Jesus you'll be hated. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. You know, Judas Iscariot, when he come there, even in that last supper, amen, that the Lord ate before he would enter into the kingdom, amen, and he come and he said, there's one among you, he said, have not I chosen all of you, and one of you is a devil? He was chosen as a man, a son of perdition, a son of ruin. He was chosen, amen, because he would betray. When he came, amen, and even after he saw him, amen, partaken, and even after he was brought to, amen, there in the garden, amen, in the garden, as he began, amen, to be there in the garden. And the Bible says he told him, and he went to the high priest, and he told them that were of the temple, they come out against him with staves and all these things. He said, the one that I kiss, that is the one that you shall take. Amen. And he come to him in the garden. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy is deceitful. But he come, amen, on that night, on that hour. Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, I am the door, amen, to the sheepfold. Amen. Some of you don't come up short. Brother, glory, brought out, he that endures to the end, same shall be saved. It's so sad that on that night, on that hour, in the garden, amen, Judas kissed the door of heaven and wound up in hell. Come on, church, don't go all the way to the door. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up to me, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Amen. He said, I sit before you an open door. Church, you need to know tonight. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that they come. Amen. And they come. And they said, Lord, open up to me. He said, depart from me, thou worker of iniquity. I knew you not. There's going to be a day that the door is going to be shut and it will not be opened again. There's going to be a day that this thing's going to end up and it's all going to be over. Amen. Just like Brother Lloyd said, someone's going to preach the last message. Someone's going to speak the last word. You need to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, the last word that will be spoken, is the beginning and ending. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and ending, the first and the last. He'll get the first word and he'll get the last. Amen. Someone's going to have that privilege to speak. Amen. That last word. Someone's going to have to speak that last stop or the last opportunity that, amen, that you might have, amen, on this earth. Amen. And the Bible says that many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. He's talking about those that will speak falsely. That was just like Brother Lloyd spoke about another spirit, another Jesus, another gospel. These things, amen, are coming, amen. These false prophets and false teachers. And he says, because iniquity, in other words, guilt, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love that was there, the love that was there in the beginning, the love that was there on the cross, God is love. That love, but you know what? It's going to wax cold because the many are guilty. Guiltiness. Iniquity has taken over your heart. Iniquity, your guilt has moved out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your guilt has moved out the Spirit of the Lord. Your guilt has moved out and made no place for the Word of God in your heart. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And brother, the Lord already brought this out. And this gospel, this good news of the kingdom. You have to understand, this is the news of the kingdom, church. You have to be born into this kingdom. You can't just walk into this kingdom. You can't come into this kingdom. Except the man be born again, he shall no likewise enter in. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, being a ruler, being a part, amen, of the Senate, being a part, amen, of the Sanhedrin. But he did not know how to enter into this kingdom. Tonight, how did he enter into this kingdom? He got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. The kingdom of God comes down on the inside of you when you're born into this kingdom. Amen. The children of the kingdom, amen, you're born into this kingdom. You have, amen, citizenship, heavenly citizenship. The Bible says, such were some of you, such were some of you afar off, were made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Some of you that were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, amen, were made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. Tonight, amen, you have this opportunity right now to receive this gospel, to receive this good news. You have the opportunity right now to receive Jesus Christ if you need healing right now. God made complete provision on the cross at Calvary. God made complete provision. You have to understand He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Yahweh Jireh, the Lord who will see to our provision tonight. Amen. This gospel, amen, has been preached, amen, and He alone is the sacrifice. He alone is what you need
Amen.
Tonight. He alone is the complete. He said he didn't come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. He is the fulfillment of your life tonight, church. If you accept him right now, there's an opportunity right now. I'm going to ask the Lord to pray, but here's right now, here's an opportunity wherever you have need. Maybe you have first of all, you have a spiritual need. Maybe you're sitting in captivity right now. Maybe some of you have need some of my voice. You're being tormented by spirits right now, the evil spirits. We're just going to pray that you're going to be delivered of those evil spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray right now. Some of you are bound financially right now. We're going to pray that God is going to release your finances. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says that the wealth, amen, of the wicked is laid up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, for the children of the kingdom. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's going to be a gathering. We're going to pray right now. Some of you are sick and afflicted right now, but we're going to pray for your health. He made provision. For by his stripes, ye were healed. This work is already done. Amen. Whatever you have need of, maybe some of you are hungry tonight. God has a way and make provision to feed you tonight. Not only in the natural, but bread from heaven tonight. Whatever you have need of, what would you ask of him right now? What would you ask of him? Whatever you have need of, he's a God through all flesh. There's nothing too hard for him. He can do all things. There's nothing impossible right now. I'm going to ask Brother Lord, do you need salvation? Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Do you need healing? Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Do you need wholeness? Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Maybe you're in prison tonight. Maybe you're in the hospital. Maybe you're in a nursing home. Receive healing and wholeness right now that you'll be able to come out of those places of captivity and be able to speak this gospel and comfort. Those are the same comfort you've been comforted with. Maybe you're bound by drugs, alcohol, illicit things in your life. Maybe you've been abusers. Maybe effeminate. Maybe you've been a fornicator. Maybe you've been having a relationship with maybe you've been, I'm speaking to men and women right now. If you're not with your own wife and your own husband, you need to stop that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to quit committing that adultery right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to be convicted. Amen. But you know what? Amen. Just like the woman that's caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Right now, we're going to pray a prayer that's going to release you from that sin, release you from that captivity, and go and sin no more. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. We just got a phone call in here. Sister Helen Shaw, the sister that was on here, I believe, last week, a minister of the gospel, she just had a heart attack, so 35 minutes ago, so we need to pray for her and all of the others. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, God. Lord, there's a need, God, that's out there, Father. Lord and Sister Helen Shaw, God. Lord, a minister of yours, God. Lord, just had that stroke, hallelujah, 35 minutes ago. Lord, we pray, Father, that you will reach down right now and that you will touch her, God, that you will heal her, that you will raise her up, Lord. Father, Lord, all the others, God, that's out there, Lord, that are crying out to you right now. Lord, them that is lost, God, and on their way to devil's hell, Father. Lord, we call them up to you right now. Lord, we claim their soul right now. Lord, we send that anointing out to arrest their spirit right now. And Lord, that you will arrest them, God. Lord, to cause them, Lord, to turn to you. And Father, Lord, them that are sick and afflicted, God, we call them up, Lord Jesus. Lord, by your stripes you said that they were healed. And Lord, we speak healing tonight, God, over them. Lord, we call these things those eat as they would be, Father. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for it all, God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for touching and Sister Helen Shaw, Lord, to touching her, God, and healing her and bringing her up, Father. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you touch Brother Kevin Miller, God, up in Kokomo, Indiana, Father. Lord, that you reach down, God, that you will touch him. And God, that you will touch his kids, Father. Lord, just touch that whole family, God. Lord, we speak, God, peace and comfort over them right now, Lord. Lord, you have the power tonight, God, to deliver them, God. And Lord, we're speaking it, God, by faith, Lord, that you're going to deliver each and every one of them, God. Lord, from their troubles, their sorrows, and Lord, the trouble, God, that they're missing. Father, Lord, that we will speak it, God, by faith, Lord, and we call it done, God, because we said it, Lord. You said that you heard our prayers, and God, we're believing, God, that you're going to answer every one of them, God. And Lord, we thank you, Father. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll ask Brother Timothy sing us another song or whatever there, and then we'll go back into the Word a few more minutes. We've got about 34 minutes left, and so if you want to be a part of this service, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you on here and let you be part of this service. So go ahead, Brother Timothy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret of Jesus to liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he's coming soon for a tune like you and me. If a song will carry a message along through the depths of foggy night, and as soon as the road back is old man holds when it's going down for the third time, it's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmonies the path for your wandering feet. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret to Jesus to liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he's coming soon for a sinner like you and me. Don't tell me the world is a hopeful place, and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom, life's waiting room for the blow that will do us all in. I can sympathize when before my eyes there's a hope shining bright as day. I gotta follow the song that you show me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret to Jesus and liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet opportunity coming soon for a shooter like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret of Jesus and liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet opportunity coming soon for a shooter like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet opportunity coming soon for a shooter like you and me.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. Now, if you want to look into 2 Timothy 2 and 8, we're going to read some there. 2 Timothy 4, I'm sorry. 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 8. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ear from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the works of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that loves his appearance. I tell you, I want us to thank you just for a few minutes. This is a day and time that we're now living in. Praise God. We got another call in there, 937. Go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood.
How you doing there, sister?
Yeah, we got in there late, and praise God, we know you've been talking about going to the into all the world, I believe, is the subject, right?
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Good to be with you, and sorry for dialing in there so late.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, sister.
I was thinking in Acts 1,
going into
I don't know
all the world preaching the gospel.
Amen. Don't know what you guys have been scriptures you've read, but I was thinking of Acts chapter 1, verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time nor the season which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto me in Jerusalem, in all the Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. So where I know we're supposed to go out and share the gospel, but Brother Yearwood, I've experienced myself when you try to tell people the truth and tell them that once you get saved, once you get born again, we're not to sin no more. A lot of people like to say they're a sinner saved by grace, but I tell you, once I got born again, I wasn't a sinner no more. I now become the
Amen.
Saint. I become
Amen.
A child of the King, praise God. And and we're not to consider ourselves a Gentile anymore, because now we are part of the kingdom, part of God's kingdom, once we've gotten
Amen.
Born again. And so, and we're to put away the things that we used to do. Put away, they sing that song, I took off the old coat and I put on the new. Praise God,
Amen.
He made a change in me. They sing a song, He picked me up and turned me around and set my feet on solid ground. And that solid ground is Jesus Christ Himself, the foundation, praise God.
Amen.
And we must build upon that foundation. And when we say we're a Christian, we're to be like Christ. To be Christ-like is to be a Christian. And that means to sin no more. But, you know, if we fall down and we get little scrapes or bruises and we mess up some, we're not to willfully sin, but we're supposed to have an advocate with the Father that if we do mess up, that
Amen.
We can be forgiven. But we do not have to sin every day. The devil has got a doctrine out there that is tricking a lot of Christians. We're to go and tell them to the uttermost part, he said, the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God.
Amen.
Here's Brother Green, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good to be with you, Brother Yearwood. And we're thankful that we can be, you know, a part of this and that you allow us to come on. And
Amen.
I was thinking, you know, he said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. You know, the gospel was the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And also
Amen.
The gospel they preached was the gospel of repentance, that they must repent and be baptized. He said, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And you know, God's a calling people, and he sent his ministers out, and he sent them out to tell the world that Christ is the answer. He
Amen.
Is the answer today for everything we need. He's all our righteousness. We're complete in him, and we're to preach the death, burial, and the resurrection. We're to preach with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. I tell you, we need to get down to business, the church. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I
Amen.
Tell you, if we walk with God, I tell you, God will be with us. I tell you, Noah walked with God, and God was with him. Enoch walked with God, and God was with Enoch. And I tell you, God will be with us if we'll walk with him, if we'll preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, and we tell the world that Jesus still saves and heals and delivers. I tell you, the Lord will be pleased. And I tell you, the church is anointed to preach the gospel, and we're members of this church, this great church that God called out. And I'm so thankful that I'm born again. You know, he told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. He didn't say it was an option. He said it was a must.
Amen.
A lot of people looks at it like it's an option, like I can if I want to, and if I don't want to, well, I won't serve God. But I tell you, people are dying every day, and they sure do need God.
Amen.
I just come back from a funeral today, and this man I talked to about 3 weeks ago, and he looked like a picture of health. But he's in a casket today, and they buried him over here just across the way a little ways. And, you know, the family had a great loss, but I don't know if he was saved or not. But you know, I knew him when I was a kid growing up, went to school with him. But that's the way it is. The Bible tells us that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So
Amen.
We have to to face the judgment someday, and I tell you, we better have our heart right. And I'm speaking to anybody out there, if you're just on the verge of coming in, maybe you're just almost persuaded. Well, you need to be all the way persuaded. I believe it was King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Well, Paul said, I would that y'all would be Christians. Not
Amen.
Just Agrippa, but all those that was present that day that heard him. And I tell you, if you're out there tonight or today, wherever you're at, and you're listening into this broadcast, I tell you, you find you a place to pray and get down to business with God. And I tell you, God will meet you when you get honest with God. I tell you, the Lord will meet you.
Yes, He will.
He'll meet you there. Praise God. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Well, we appreciate you and glad you called in there, Brother and Sister Green. We sure did enjoy you there. I've just read 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 8, and I'm going to speak just a little bit here just on the second verse there. It said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. And, you know, I tell you what, it's God is calling us to be instant in season, out of season, to preach the word. You know, we need to take what does. I say all the time, a King James Version Bible, and that is the gospel for me. And I believe that's what the whole world needs to preach. I know there's other scriptures and other Bibles, but my friend, I'm going to receive what I received from the first, and the same message, the same gospel that I received, that's what I'm going to receive, and that's what I'm going to hold on to, and that's what I'm going to stand on, is the word. You know, there's a time when people are heaving themselves. The teachers have in ancient years. They want somebody to pat them on the shoulder and pat them on the back and tell them that they're doing okay. Just go ahead and live however you want to live. Read any kind of a book you want to read, and that's all right. But my friend, I'm going to tell you the Word of God, the King James Version, as far as I'm concerned, is the Word, and that's the only one that I'm going to take. That's the only one that I'm going to preach from, because I feel like the Holy Ghost is more powerful with that than any other book, because some of the other books I can't even read. And praise God, I thank God that we are living in the last days, and I believe the last days is as soon here, and people are going to come up short if they don't get a hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And right here it says, praise God, hallelujah. Let me find my place here. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heave to themselves teachers having itching ears. And you know, that's where we're at today. People are wanting itching ears. They've got an itching ear and they want somebody to scratch it for them. But praise God, in verse 4 it says, for they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn unto fables. You know, that's what's wrong today. People are turning to fables, and the fable is nothing. My friend, it'll get you nowhere. But the truth of the Word of God will get you into the kingdom of God. And I want to look here into Romans 10 and 14. It says, or 16, 1 and 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm not ashamed of this gospel because I praise God, this gospel I will save our souls. This gospel I will spare us from hell. This gospel I will carry us into the kingdom of God. This gospel is the only thing that's going to live throughout eternity. Praise God, and we can look into Acts 10 and 36 and 38. It says, The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of all. God sent him in, hallelujah, to preach the word. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing today, is declaring the word of God to this lost and dying world, to this adulterous generation. We're telling you that you can be saved, that you can repent, you can call upon him and say, Lord, just have mercy on me, for I'm a lost sinner on my way to a devil's hell without any hopes. And God will send his son, Jesus. The Bible said, no man come to the Father except the Spirit draws him. My friend, the Spirit of God is drawing today, and you need to just turn your life over to him and say, Lord, just have mercy on me. In verse 37 there, it says, that word I say, ye know, which word was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devils, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I tell you what, and that reminds me over there in the 16th chapter of Mark, where that Jesus, we read it there a while ago, part of it, where Jesus told them, I said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not. In the last part down there, in the last verses, it said that God, Jesus went with them, working signs of fallen, amen. And you know, praise God, right here, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. And you know, praise God, them that he calls, he qualifies. And today, my friend, if you've been called of God, you qualify to preach his word, to be instant in season, out of season, rebuke and reprove and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what God is calling you to do. My friend, if you've been called to preach, then you need to declare the word of God. You need to stand up on the word of God and go with him, because you can't go wrong if you go with the Lord. He said, if I be with you, or if I'm for you, who can be against me? I praise God. I'm glad that I've got Jesus on my side. I know that he's with me, just like I mentioned there a while ago about the three Hebrew children. I praise God. They had Jesus with them whenever they were in that fire. It don't matter how hot the fire gets. As I was saying a while ago, I listened to Brother Jack Cole today, and he listed about three different services of hymns, and one of them, he was talking about the three Hebrew children being casted into the fire, and he said, they just said to crank up the fire, Jesus in the fire with you. My friend, it don't matter how bad the road gets, it don't matter how rough it gets, I'll just tell the devil, bring it on. I'll crank up the fire because Jesus is with you. Hallelujah. He's going to see you through. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never let you down. I praise God. I tell you what, I don't know why, but God is he's really telling me just to go ahead and tell about the deal that I've got into this today. Hallelujah. My car last night, we went to get the air conditioner pumped, and in the meantime of it, there was a wire shorted out or something other happened, and it was busted, and it wouldn't crank, and they told us today it was going to cost us $422 just to fix the wire, and to put a little a box on it there, a little starter switch, and you know, I didn't have the money to do it with, but I said, just bring it on, devil, hallelujah, God is still God, he's still on the throne, and praise God, $472, what it all cost, but praise God, I said, bring it on, devil, hallelujah. Greater than he that's in me than he that's in the world. I told the man how much I would give him, and I told him when I'd give him the rest of it, and he said, okay. He didn't know me, but thank God, God went with me. God went for me, hallelujah. He's working out your problems, my friend. It don't matter how big the fire gets, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Just hold up to Jesus, hallelujah. And don't let the devil defeat you, because, my friend, the devil can't defeat you. You let him defeat you, and that's what's wrong. Don't let the devil lie to you, but praise God, just stand up and glorify God, hallelujah, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I tell you, we can sit down a lot of times and let the devil defeat us, but praise God, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, whose side that's on my side, and I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, hallelujah. Look into Acts 9 there in verse 20. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to do tonight, praise God, is just preach Christ and he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see we've got a call in here. 423, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Connie Cash, Sweetwater.
Praise the Lord, Sister Connie. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, I just would like to give two prayer requests. A young man that was a friend of mine and my husband died Sunday, and he fell off of a building when he was doing some roofing work. And he went to the ER and had x-rays, and it wasn't the fall that killed him, but he was eaten up with cancer and just didn't know it until he fell. And his family is going to need prayer because he was a young man. And a friend of mine from Sweetwater Hospital has been diagnosed with cancer, and she's had to quit work. And she's a fine nurse, but she's had to quit work, and she needs prayer. She is Christian.
Amen. Well, tell us their names,
her name is Ruth.
Friend, and we'll put their family on the Miracle Valley prayer line, and other people will be praying, and the nurse's name, tell her name, and we'll put her on the prayer line, too.
Well, her name is Ruby. I don't know her last name, her married name, but and his name was Mike Stiles, and his family needs prayer.
Mike Stiles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate that. We'll put them on the prayer line there and just trust God to take care of them. Well, how's Brother Ronnie doing?
He's doing pretty good. He's still in the wheelchair and will be for a while as far as the broke leg. But except for that, he's doing good. He's just having to stay home for the next 6 to 8, 10 weeks. But he's still praising the Lord and trying to do what he can on the phone, if nothing else. He said at least he could talk on the phone to some of the people and help in the jail ministry that way. That's what he's doing right now.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We've been praying for him. We put him on Miracle Valley prayer line there last night. I believe it was last
Thank
night.
Thank you.
Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead and tell us about your church there and everything there. We've got about 5 minutes, look like, left here.
Okay. Well, our church is in Thomaston, Georgia, about 70, 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. And we have our services. We're at 114 East Main Street here in Thomaston, just right off the square. And I'd like to invite everybody that, if you're in the area, to come and make a part. If you don't have a church, you're more than welcome to come and worship with us, become part of the family. We have Sunday morning service, Sunday school at 10, regular church service at 11, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and then Wednesday night we also have a 7 o'clock service and midweek service. So we just want to lift up in the name of Jesus, and we just praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking about where you're talking about there, prophetic utterance in Isaiah 61 and then the fulfillment of that in Luke chapter 4. It talked about the Spirit of the Lord being upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, good tidings unto the meek, and he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of a prison to them that are bound. This was what he was anointed to do. And this was the Bible says to proclaim the supper of the Lord in the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto thee. This is what he was appointed to do, to mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he
Amen.
Might be glorified. Amen. God wants to glorify himself, that we would be trees of righteousness. And as trees of righteousness, we're to build the old waste places. We're to raise up the former desolations. We're to repair the waste cities. We're the desolation of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of Elam shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and ye shall eat the riches of the Gentile, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. We just praise the Lord for what God's doing, what God's going to do. We'll never know the end of it, but we just thank you, Brother Lloyd, and these other ministers that have come and sharing the gospel with each and every one of us. We just praise the Lord that we have the opportunity to lift him up, and we thank God that we're a part of this end-time revival, end-time ministry, and end-time word of God that will stand. Amen. When the world's on fire. Amen.
Amen. You know, you mentioned something there, Brother John, about being the end time minister. I've had it prophesied to me over the several last few years, time after time, that I was an end of time part of the ministry. And I don't know, but anyway, I just thank God for the prophecy and everything, and I receive it that way, and I thank God for an opportunity to reach the world like we're reaching it. And I want to let my wife, Sister Betty, come around and make another announcement here about this crusade. It's going to be coming up Saturday and Sunday down here in Loudoun, Tennessee, and everybody's invited, so I'll let her.
We'd like everybody to come out and be a part of this two-day crusade with international evangelist Bobby Johnson and the crusade team at Loudoun High School Auditorium, 1039 Mulberry Street, Highway 11, Loudoun, Tennessee, 37774. And the times of the services are Saturday, April the 13th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April the 14th at 2 p.m. Come on out and join us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's going to be now. I was thinking today if we didn't tell that it's 2013, well, somebody might hear this two or three years from now and go down there and it'd be too late. So, but this is going to be 2013, and that's this Saturday and this Sunday. So everybody come and just be a part of it and just have a great time in the Lord. I tell you, I'm looking forward for God to really move and really bless in these two services. And I want to say that I appreciate everyone calling in there tonight and just being with us and just worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. And so just everybody remember Sister Helen Shaw, because we just got a phone call just a few minutes ago that she had a stroke, and a heart attack, I'm sorry. So just remember her and pray for her. She was on here just last week or week before last one. So God blessings, and we'll talk to you next week. Our subject next week is going to be on the blood. So we're just looking forward for having a message on the blood next week. So God blessings. We love every one of you and appreciate you calling in. So, bye-bye.